Well, since we're talking about pot, it makes it pretty easy to pivot to Woodstock. Commentator Laura Lorson has been thinking about Woodstock this summer 40 years ago as she observes protesters at community meetings on health care.
It seems like there's some kind of impulse for people to just get together and do something. 40 years ago, long-haired, incense-burning baby boomers were subjecting us to the Summer of Love. They got all worked up and piled into VW microbuses and drove out to upstate New York, rolling around in the mud, taking drugs, generally alarming their parents with the threat of, I don't know, communes. Now it's 40 years later, and gray-haired, incensed boomers are subjecting us to what I guess you might want to call the Summer of Hate, to judge from the pictures of people, faces contorted with rage, calling each other names that they used to reserve for the man. Now, instead of the peace and harmony, make love not war thing, they're getting all worked up and piling into tricked-out minivans and driving out to their congressional representatives' offices, rolling around in their Medicare-provided scooters, yelling about the cost of drugs, and generally alarming their parents with the threat of, I don't know, health care. Now, I know that I'm shooting fish in a barrel here. I mean, I'm a Gen Xer, and what we do is snark on everything, especially baby boomers. We grew up hearing over and over again how their generation had ideals and goals and relatively easy access to a wide variety of hallucinogens. My generation, we had DARE classes, McGruff the Crime Dog, and Depeche Mode. We ridicule, therefore we are. But seriously, that's hilarious. From Woodstock to apoplectic rage in 40 short years. The more things change, the more they stay the same, I guess. You know what I think is really at the heart of these protests? Why the turnout is large and the momentum is building? It's that people like to take a road trip. What they're road tripping for doesn't actually make much difference. I keep seeing footage of people camping out in front of these senators' offices, and mentally, I'm getting a picture of Woodstock, just cleaner and with more clothes. I keep expecting some fella to take to a podium to announce, "Hey everyone, the brown Maalox that is circulating around is not specifically too good." Then they all listen to Sugar Magnolia, accuse each other of being fascists, and they go home. Anyway, it looks alarming and maybe not as much fun as 3 days of peace and music, but it's still kind of reassuring to know that you might take the people out of the 60s, but you can't take the 60s out of the people. They still get together and declare in no uncertain terms what they want. Now, I don't claim to know who's doing what, who's financing what. All I know is that people can be united in anger and opposition, or they can be united in peace and togetherness, and either way, it's really something to see.
Commentator Laura Lorson practices good clean living in Perry, Kansas. You can comment on this essay at the opinion section of the new NPR.org.
Sugar Magnolia, blossom is blooming, heads all empty and I don't care.
So my baby down by the river,
knew she'd have to come up soon for air.
Sweet blossom, come on under the willow, we can have high times if you look back. We can discover the wonders of nature,
rolling in the rushes down by the riverside. She's got everything we like for, she's got everything I need. Takes the wheel when
you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.